Walking up to our neighbor's house, we might look down and out of the corner of our eye notice several pairs of shoes sitting just outside the back door there at the corner of the carport. And if we're not used to taking our shoes off before we go into our house, we might assume it was based on circumstances. Was there a hard rain? And did their shoes just get covered in Alabama clay? They were forced to leave them outside. Or did they get brand new carpet, pristine white carpet all throughout the den, and they were afraid to mess it up? Or was it just the bad lingering smell of shoes throughout the house? That for whatever reason, when they got home, they left their shoes outside the house. That it signified a sense of coming home. But Moses never really had a home. That when we picture the arc of Moses' life, we might imagine several dramatic moments. Like when he was placed gently as an infant into the river, escaping the threat of Pharaoh. Or perhaps when he fled Egypt for the first time after killing the Egyptian taskmaster, coming face to face with the suffering of his people, escaping the threat of Pharaoh yet again. Or maybe when he took his shoes off, stood on holy ground near the burning bush. Or when he put his shoes on and tied them ever so tightly, leading the people out of Egypt towards freedom. There are many dramatic moments. None of them, though, more dramatic than when he was on the top of Mount Nebo, looking out on all the land that God had promised to the people. That Moses shared in that promise. Moses had led the people on the journey to that place. But Moses would not enter the land the people would call home. That after all of those miles, Moses never really made it home. Home is the place that we are from. It's also the place we can always return. It might be our childhood home, the place where we grew up, where we felt loved and embraced. Or it might be the place where we went off to school, discovering more of who we are, coming into our own, discovering our gifts and talents. Or it might be the place where we started our family, leaving our shoes outside the back door in the carport. That home can be many places. As Maya Angelou writes, the ache of home lives in all of us. The safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned. Sometimes we look back over our shoulders at our home, and if we're not careful, we can get locked into the past. Other times we can look back, and it actually calls us forward. Like the nurse looking back on her years of school and training, remembering that mentor that taught her not only the technical side of nursing, but also its humanity. learning competence and compassion, calling and conviction. Or like the nephew who looks back on time during the holidays spending with his favorite aunt because she was, for him, the epitome of authenticity. The people just loved being around her because they felt like they could be themselves. There wasn't any pretense in a bone of her body. And every time this nephew meets someone for the first time, he wants to embody that same genuine sincerity. Or like the young adult who looks back on the seasoned member of the church that sat just a few feet down the pew from her. That without this seasoned member knowing, she would peer over her shoulder, learning about character, commitment, and faith. And now when she thinks about her life, she wants to have that same sense of integrity. That when we look back on the places that we have called home, they can cast a horizon for our lives out in front of us. That they have shaped who we are, so they call us forward. That they have changed what we give our lives to. It's like that old song by Bob Dylan, released in 1979, Gotta Serve Somebody. It says, you may be an ambassador of England or France. You may like to gamble. You may like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. That no matter what we do or where we are from, we are going to serve somebody. So maybe, just maybe, Moses did find his way home. That he might have been protected for a time in Pharaoh's house. But he found his home wandering through the wilderness, serving God's people. It is, as Emily Dickinson writes, futile are the winds to a heart in port. Perhaps it's when we put on our shoes and we leave our house that we discover our deepest sense of home. That's why Jesus tells the lawyer that the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love neighbor, and to love with our entire lives, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and maybe even our shoes. Changing where we go and what we give our lives to. That the lawyer was an expert in the law. He knew everything there was to know about the law of Moses, except perhaps where Moses called home. There are 613 commandments in Jewish tradition, and he knew every single one of them. He had memorized them all. So it came as no surprise to him when Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That he had memorized that verse as a boy in his childhood home. It is the Shema, a central prayer in the tradition of Judaism. But then Jesus quoted Leviticus 19:18, love your neighbor as yourself. It's where Moses found a sense of home. So oftentimes we think of home as a warm blanket. But in this case, it is the blanket that we offer somebody else. There was a college student who just moved away from home, settling into the dorm. He was an out-of-state student, so he didn't know many people on campus. And he was trying to find his place. And on the dorm hallway, he saw a flyer asking for volunteers for Habitat for Humanity. So on one of his first Saturday afternoons away from home, he spent it swinging a hammer on a Habitat house. And he met another guy about his age, and they spent the afternoon working together, holding boards, passing nails, getting to know one another. It was the first time this college student felt at ease after leaving home. Later, he was surprised to discover that his new friend was part of the family moving into the Habitat for Humanity house, putting in sweat equity before they moved in to their new home. And this college student was surprised. He had grown up in a gated community and made many assumptions about families who did not have a home. So something shifted inside of him that day. That we discover that the home that we find in God does not have four walls. It can even call us into the wilderness where we discover that many of the assumptions we have made are wrong. Where we find a sense of home, standing in solidarity with our neighbor. That we start to recognize the needs of others, like Moses discovering the pain and suffering of his people. It is learning to listen closely, like standing on holy ground and hearing a voice from a burning bush. That it's standing with others, sharing the journey with them, despite our fear of Pharaoh. And it's welcoming disruption into our lives, stepping out into the wilderness, embracing the journey ahead. That we discover that our home is not always a place, that it is the love of neighbor. So it seems as if Moses never made his way home. But maybe, just maybe, Moses did. Amen.